Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am so glad that you can be with us today, because you're going to meet an amazing person who wants to pour inspiration and motivation into you with his
30 years of experience. His name is Dale Alexander. He's a great friend of my friend, Joel Dixon. Forging Families, the marathon or the run is coming up, and it is for supporting the Sacred Selections, helping families to adopt. It's a wonderful effort that Joel has been a part of, and I'm so glad to make the connection between Dale and Joel, because I love Joel Dixon, known him since I was before I was a teenager, and known his family through the church where my grandfather preached in Hueytown, Alabama. But right now, I'd like to welcome Mr. Dale Alexander to the Mark White Show. Welcome to the show, Dale.
Thank you, Mark. Super glad to be here. Thank you.
Awesome, and thank you for Shelby County Schools posting that you're coming, and you are going to be talking to students in the community. Because of that post, I went over and liked Dale Alexander on Facebook, and then, of course, you sent me a message, and here we are now talking about your work as a financial planner and what you are going to get to do for the better part of next week.
I'm super excited. We'll be talking to all the seniors at each of the high schools, and then we have a community event as well. Excited about that.
How did that come to pass, Dale?
So my company, my firm is an employee benefits insurance firm, and we work with schools. So we do Shelby County. They're one of our clients. But I've been a certified financial planner for over 35 years. While that's not my job, it is what I've studied for decades. And Joel and the school system know that I go around and do this talk all over the country. And we've been talking about doing this, and finally we've got it down to come to the community and tell the most important life decision these young adults will make.
You are so right when it comes to that, and making those decisions and having the tools to make those decisions is important, because a lot of us in school aren't necessarily given those tools or those opportunities to learn more about money. I know from my school experience, that wasn't what I learned. And so my grandfather, he managed money very well. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to affect my generation in the same way. And I would say that he was a very responsible person. He showed me that. He taught me those lessons just by his example. But he never sat down with me and just said, Mark, this is how to manage money.
Mark, it's amazing. Almost every adult, and by the way, there's a lot more coming at our youth from advertising and social media that make it almost impossible to be successful. But almost every adult that's in the room that watches me do this talk, afterwards they say one of three things. Where was this when I was 18? Our parents never talked to us about money, and there's a reason. And the third thing is, if I didn't start out doing what you say, how do I make that up? But almost every adult says those three things.
Dale, what led you into this industry to be a employee benefits broker and certified financial planner?
So that's one of the easiest questions for me to answer. God laid on my heart a long time ago, Mark, a love of studying money. I don't know why, but when I was about 19, I just started loving the study of what to do with money. I loved it. And so I became a certified financial planner, went in the financial planning industry, then the insurance industry, stayed just studying money. And I've loved studying that all along. I'm always talking to my kids about money. And November of 2019, my middle son, Grant, said, Dad, you got to tell all of our friends this story, this principle. And so I said, we'll bring them all together Christmas break 19. And we did. 50 kids all over the place, pizza everywhere in my conference room. And I told this story. It kind of went locally viral and wrote it down in this lesson. And then the book came out and national news, and it's gone crazy. And so it's been fun. George actually gifted the book to all 120,000 graduates this past April. So every graduate in Georgia got it. My family, we're actually willing to gift the whole thing to all of the seniors in Alabama public K-12 schools if they take us up on that. So it's the first time I've said that, Mark, it's on your show, so I'm willing to do that.
That is incredible. And what is local to you? I know that you said that it started out locally and then basically went viral. Where is your area? Where are you from in Georgia?
So we're in northwest Atlanta, about 35 miles northwest of Atlanta, a little town called Canton, now Woodstock, so Cherokee County, Georgia, up where the mountains start in Georgia, north of Atlanta.
Very good. And you've been featured on several media outlets. What are some of those, Dale?
So funny, the first kind of national was Fox Business News did a story about it, and I can't remember how they found out. And then they did a came back and did a second story, Fox Business News, and within an hour of that second one hitting the online Fox and Friends called, and it was on Fox and Friends this past year, and then many national podcasts and radio shows. So it's been an amazing journey. It's crazy.
And teaching teens, I know that you have an audience out there in adults. Dave Ramsey is one that comes to my mind as far as affecting the lives of adults. And his daughter focused more on children because that was her background, was coming up learning from her dad. For you to focus on teens, where does that come from for you specifically?
Great question. So I wrote this book for young adults. The book is called The Talk, and there's reason it's in quotes, The Talk About Money, A Young Adult's Guide to the One Decision That Changes Everything. Because young adults have a moment in their life more where they're going to be able to make one decision that will be the most important life decision, and I say life decision, that they'll ever make, and it deals with money. Now, somebody should probably pop back at me and say, Dale, the person that I chose to marry is my most important life decision. And I would say, while that's very important, if we don't get money right, half of our marriages are gone. And many of the other half that make it aren't as great as they could be because the weight and stress of money. And young adults have one moment coming up, 16 to 24, before they get their first real job to make the most important life decision they'll ever make. And it'll be one of the easiest decisions to make and set up money for the rest of their life.
You know, Dale, I've heard of people talking about not making enough money. And I think about spending habits, and spending habits are in direct correlation with not having enough money. And if someone looks at their job and they look at the money that they're making, is this something that you talk about to be able to manage what you do have, as opposed to looking at it from, I don't have enough money because of my spending habits? And people typically aren't going to say it's because of my spending habits. They're going to say, well, I just don't have enough money to save or to be able to have extra in my pocket.
So Mark, I don't believe that's true. Let me prove it to you. So I'll tell the story and then I'm going to give you an example of numbers that prove my point. But y'all, and by the way, as I start talking, most money problems are not problems about money. I'll come back to that point. Make sure I don't forget that. But let me tell you the story. Young adults, when they get their first real job, let me prove this, they're going to go from making basically nothing to the most money they've ever seen in their life, at least on a regular basis. Most of us remember getting that first real job. You remember that job where you literally fill out paperwork from a lady named Dottie? I mean, you remember the first real job, and you're going to go from making basically nothing to the most money I've ever gotten in my life. When you get that first job paycheck, instead of taking and spending 100% of it, stop at 70%. Make 70 your 100. Look, 70% of that first job paycheck is still going to be the most money you've ever seen in your life. You're at zero. Make 70 your 100. Invest 20% of the other and give 10% away. Mark, I don't care who you give it away to. It's not important. Give it away. Make 70 your 100. And here's why they can do that. You don't have a standard of living established yet. And whatever number 70 you accept as your standard, that becomes your reality. You will never know that 70 is not 100 after a couple of months. I don't know what you mean. My 100 is just my 100, but it's really 70. You'll never know after 2 months that 70 is not 100. It's just what you made your 100. And here's the most important thing I'll say. They have one shot to make this happen. Because if you take three of those first job paychecks, spending all 100% of it, You will never back down to 70. It's over. And you will live life like most of America, which is, and I don't care how much you make or how big the house is, which is broke, stressed, angry, and anxious because of the weight of money. And you won't out, you won't out earn your way out of this problem. You won't say, well, I'll just make it up when I start making more money. 51%, according to Dave Ramsey, 51% of people making over $100,000 a year are living paycheck to paycheck. And 30% of people making more than $250,000 are living paycheck to paycheck. Most money problems are not problems about money. And I use a $36,000 starting salary, Mark. Every kid in high school in these auditoriums next week, every kid in the room can achieve that. That's a normal starting salary in America, would you agree? I don't care if you work at UPS, Walmart, teaching, law, that's a normal starting salary. Every kid will achieve that. And if you make 70% your 100, people go, well, that's hard. I heard the other day, financial success is hard. Being broke is hard. Choose your hard. But you make 70% your 100, and you make 70, and you give 20% away of that $3,600 a month. You start investing 20%, $600 a month, and you give 10%, $300 a month away the first year. You give it away. At the end of your working life, that person will have given away $437,000, given away, and have $5.2 million on a $36,000 salary. Mark, that does not care what kind of family you came from, does it? It's a principle,
right?
And principles don't care. It doesn't care what education level you go get. It doesn't care what race, faith, or country you're from. Mark, money doesn't care. And our phones are telling our kids that you're not going to be able to have it, that the only way you can have it is to watch other people have it. Go ahead and spend your money. It's a lie. Anyone can be one of the wealthiest, most generous people in the world, and I prove it. And they will never know they made a decision, because then, remember, they're at zero and going to a number that's higher than they've ever seen.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Dale Alexander. He's been blessed to pour inspiration and motivation into others for 30 years and is a well-known employee benefits broker and certified financial planner. He's combining his passion for living with speaking opportunities to impact others' lives and attitudes, and he will be in Shelby County next week to speak to Shelby County Schools as well as a public presentation on the 9th of January, and I'm looking forward to that. We're talking about driving down ourselves from Athens, Alabama, and we're going to continue this conversation on the other side, Dale, if you'll stick with me. We'll talk about this some more, okay?
I'd love it.
I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show as I speak to Mr. Dale Alexander. Glad to have him on the line with us right now. We've been talking about managing money. He talked about what a young person should do to get started when they start that first job. They get that first check, 70%. Live like 70% as opposed to 100% of that check, and then breaking it down for us. He did a great job in that first segment, and I'm excited about this second segment as we talk some more about his book and his inspirational speaking as he shares his tools that you can use, The Talk About Money. Welcome back to the show, Dale.
Thank you, Mark.
Man, this is a great conversation to have. I believe that of all the shows that I've done, when we think about subject matters, this is one of the most important. You pulled out a couple of words that really hit home with me, and that's stress and anxiety. And stress and anxiety has led a lot of people to a very bad end, in their life. And I want to address that because there are people out there who are living under such stress and such anxiety that they are considering not being here in this world anymore.
So, Mark, one of the great parts of the talk that you'll see when you come is, why should I give? And I love this part about this lesson is when I say live on 70%, invest 20%, and give 10% away. And I tell these kids, why would you ever give money away? It's my money. I made it. Why would I give it away? And I answer that to answer your question set up to me is, you may know people dealing with anxiety, loneliness, anger, depression, even worse thoughts. And part of the reason is what youth, and I'll say me too, what we are looking at, I'm holding a phone, what we are looking at much of the day, every day, on a phone or a device, what we're looking at, do you know that's telling me to get more for myself? It's telling me to keep more for myself, to hoard more for myself, and that the way to success and happiness in today's world is by serving ourselves. It's the world's greatest lie. And if you're tired of just, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, of just not feeling like you have hope, of just there's no joy, there's no happiness in your life, it's about flipping the script and becoming second and serving others. Mark, the mind doesn't, even God built something in our brain. Our brains know this. It's impossible to feel hopeless when you're giving hope. The mind releases chemicals. God even put a reward system in our brain. The brain releases chemicals when we do good things for others. Dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins, chemicals that get released when we do good things. The second reason is, it's the law of the selfish reason is, it's the law of reciprocity. Because you can never outgive what you outget. And I'm not in prosperity. This isn't prosperity. Here's in my world. Here's what I've seen. The more I've tried to give away, the more comes back to me. It's the way the world works, Mark. It's the law of reciprocity. Because the world rewards givers. And I tell these kids, when you start giving, and you start that first paycheck, giving that 10% of your paycheck, even at a young age, the world rewards people that givers. Everybody wants a piece of a person that's a giver. And everything about your life gets new perspective when you start giving. Everything about life gets new perspective. People will ask you to serve on boards. They'll ask you for breakfast or lunch for your advice. They'll take you to places you can't imagine because everybody wants a piece of a person that's a giver. And the selfish reason is the law, again, the law of reciprocity. The world gives back more than we give. It's impossible to feel hopeless when you're giving hope.
You know, I've told people, Dale, that when you feel like you can't help yourself, find someone else to help. And that's been a theme of my show, to get out of ourselves, to get out of ourselves. And I think, you know, I'm really thrilled that I have as many people following the show as I do, but I do realize that I would have millions of followers if I shared the opposite, because the world does think that way, as opposed to giving and wanting to help others and find opportunities to make a difference in the lives of others. We're busy thinking about how to make a difference in our own life and thinking about ourselves and what we need and what we want, as opposed to the needs of others.
And Mark, I've spoken since last June of 22. I've spoken to 38,488 young adults in person. And I can tell you they're starving for purpose and they're starving for the answer. And they know the phone is not the answer. They just don't know where to find it. I'll have young men, seniors and young guys come up and they'll just say, you have no idea what this is going to do for my family, or you have no idea what this is going to do for my life. They'll grab me. They'll say, they literally go, can I hug you? And they'll sit there and hold me and I can feel them crying. I mean, they're starving for an answer. A young girl came up one time, she points at her phone and she goes, we're getting lied to, aren't we? And I said, yes, you are. I said, that phone, and it's by people who care nothing about you. And she knew that. They just don't know the answer. And they have this moment in time where they're going to be able to take their heart and turn their heart toward others. This moment in their life where they're going to take that first check. By the way, instead of living on 70, you know what the average American does? We're so cocky and arrogant about how much money we're going to make in the future. We don't even stop at spending all 100% of that paycheck. No, we're better than that. We go get credit cards and load up on debt and live on about 105% of that first job paycheck. And you will never back out of that. And I tell these kids, when you live inside financial margin, everything about life changes. When you live inside financial margin, life just lands lighter when you have financial margin.
Dale, I want people to know how to connect with you. One of the things that I do want to share is that there is a free community event January the 9th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time at the Grand Hall at Shelby County Arts Council. And I want listeners to know that that is available to them if they would like to travel to Shelby County, Alabama, and make this two-hour session with you. And then, again, the schools that you will be talking to, the students of Shelby County Schools, are going to be empowered, I believe, and they are going to gain knowledge and skills from your financial success, and this is going to help them down the road, and they don't even realize at this point at their age, because I'm thinking back right now to an 18-year-old who could have benefited from this, and I feel that these individuals, these young people, are going to benefit in a way that they can't even realize at this point. But I appreciate you being willing to travel over to Shelby County and share your expertise and experience.
Thank you, buddy. Well, everybody will get a book that comes. And so I'm excited. I'm just, like, to your point, that's why I called it the talk about money. You know, adults will have their talks about sex and jobs and morals and ethics and things like that. But when it comes to money, many people just didn't know what to say. Most every adult says our family never talked about money. So I've got the money talk for anybody listening to this that has a young adult that they have or know are going to have for chore money. I've had 10-year-olds write me reviews, and so we'd love to have them, and we'll pour into them, man. Thank you also.
Dale Alexander, The Talk About Money, A Young Adult's Guide to One Decision That Changes Everything. Thank you for joining me here on The Mark White Show today.
Everything, again, is at thetalkaboutmoney.com. Appreciate you, brother. Thanks for having me.
When we come back, we'll have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner as Cora reads Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.